This is Racing HQ at 14 after 9. Time to get the latest on the Japanese horses that flew into Sydney last night. Maurice Logue is joining us from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Maurice.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Very well, I reckon. This will be the first of a few chats over the next few weeks, mate.
I suspect it will be, yeah.
All right. Now, take us through the four of them. When did they arrive last night?
The float arrived at the Canterbury Quarantine Centre a shade after 9 o'clock, and we unloaded them, processed them, and it was a long night, as you can expect. We inducted everybody into the quarantine, and we didn't leave until probably 1:30 this morning.
So you haven't had much sleep then. You're back there as we speak right now. So when they walked off that float and walked into the quarantine centre, there must have been an air of jubilation, given that these are the first horses in an exciting brand new quarantine centre in Sydney.
Most definitely. Quite fitting. The quarantine centre here is based at Canterbury Park, and the horses that unloaded from the float, they looked in excellent condition. In fact, one of them, Real Impact, only lost a minimum amount of weight, lost 4 kilos in the whole trip. So that was they were very, very pleased with the condition they arrived in.
Gee, these days horses travel to the world. It's become so clinical now that everyone knows what they're doing. We're talking, you know, vintage crop days, they were learning, but now they know what the horses need on their flights, don't they?
They most definitely do. This crew came out with vets on the flight, so there was nothing that they lacked as far as their preparation and also their in-flight care.
Take us through a Real Impact. You mentioned lost minimum weight. How are the others? World Ace, To the World, and Toss and Stardom.
They all look a picture of health. You could go out there today at Hawkesbury and you could see a horse prepared exactly the same as these look. They're dappled up. They're excellent in condition. And I'm sure everybody will be impressed.
Okay. Now, this morning, I guess, given that the horses only lobbed into town last night, will they have a couple of easy days? Have you been able to learn that from the handlers of the horses?
Yes, they used the undercover arena today, and they walked for approximately an hour. Tomorrow morning, they'll do a little bit of light work. It may be they may trot up before they start doing more serious work towards next week.
Okay. Questions have been asked at this stage. We know they're in the feature races. Are we going to get the chance, do you feel, Maurice, in a perfect world, that we'll be able to see these horses race before we get to the Doncaster or the Queen Elizabeth? Is that the original thought?
Look, I'm not quite sure what their plans are, but it could quite well be, but I couldn't say at this stage. We haven't had a decent conversation around that.
Yep. Can they speak English? That's one thing for you, Maurice.
Well, a couple of them can, which makes obviously our job a lot easier communicating with them, but there are a couple that can't speak English.
Yeah. It does make it a bit of a speech barrier, but I guess they can point and do, you know, write down, I don't know, whether the information, because obviously, you know, they need to get everything right, don't they?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And Canterbury, for the next 5 or 6 weeks, is going to be their home. This is a special track to have these facilities there, as in the racetrack to prepare on.
Well, that's right. The trainers came out ahead of the horses, and they were here yesterday at midday walking the track, and they cannot believe how good the facilities are here, including the surface that they're going to be training on.
All right. Well, the reports at this stage are all positive, aren't they? They're listening to you there, Maurice. So an easy day today. You mentioned an undercover arena. Is that something similar to the Japanese horses would have back home?
Look, I'm not quite sure. I don't know what their facilities are like back home. I have seen photos where they've even got a bit of a jogging ring or a bull ring undercover. So it could quite well be. But it's definitely a good facility to have here in the event of bad weather.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we should mention Red Cadeau lines up in the Australian Cup, and then he'll come to Canterbury as well.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, stay in contact, Morris. The morning after their arrival, the four Japanese horses, World Ace and Real Impact, 55.5 for World Ace in the Doncaster, Real Impact 55, and the others To the World and Tossum Stardom are there for the Queen Elizabeth. But there's been mentions of races like the George Rider and those sort of races. We'll wait and see on their decisions. Thanks, Morris. We'll stay in contact.
You're welcome. Bye.
Good on you. Morris Logue joining us there from Racing New South Wales. You'll be hearing quite a bit from Morris in regard to things that happen with these Japanese horses on a regular basis. Gerald Ryan's our next guest. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Great facility, isn't it, out at Canterbury for these international horses. We know how good Canterbury racetrack is.
Yeah, true. No, sounded great listening to the team, yeah.
Yeah, no, everything's good. I'll tell you with you, there's one horse that I reckon our listeners would like to get a feel on, and that's Solicit lining up on Saturday in the Guy Walter. Have you been able to sort of get, in the quick time that you've had her, have you been able to get some sort of handle on how she's going?
Well, she got here Tuesday week ago after racing on the Saturday at Caulfield, yeah, and took until probably Wednesday afternoon to settle in. She hasn't left a note since. Pretty basic, straightforward filly. She's in pretty good nick when I got her. And just been ticking her over, and you know, she appears to be well and happy in herself. She's eaten all her feed. Her work's been good, what I've asked her to do.
Yeah.
Haven't got her off the bit, but she's a lovely big mare who's healthy and well, and you know, not as if her form's been terrible.
No.
She was only beating 1.6 or something in the Meyer Classic and did in the spring, and Dear Dimmy only beat her half head at Mooney Valley, so she's come up here. It's probably her last preparation of racing, but she's come up here to try and there's probably a few more races for her up here than there was in Melbourne.
Yep.
And you know, she found her form. She'd be up to being very competitive in a race like the Coolmore or the Queen of the Turf. So they're both 1,500 and 1,600 metres, and you know, they... if she can find a form and settle in properly here, well, she'll be a chance in a race like that. You know?
Well, she would be, and she's such a free rolling. I guess that's what makes us a little bit nervous about Saturday, that she's drawn wide for a free rolling mare. And I know you put the blinkers back on Saturday.
Yeah, done that. Trying if we can turn it about, but as I said, David Moody on Monday or Tuesday night when I was talking to him, I would prefer her to draw between 8 and 14 from the 1,400 there than sort of inside five.
Yeah.
Because when you look back at her tapes and that, she's not brilliantly quick the first bit. She sort of builds into it and rolls. So I would have preferred to see her drawn where she's drawn than in close where, you know, a couple of speedy horses might have covered her up and she might have been in all sorts of bother. So I don't mind her drawing there at all.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, you know, she's going to have a last chance as a racing preparation before she becomes a mum later on in the year, but it sounds like she's done everything right, and obviously her fitness would have improved with that first up run.
Oh, yeah. You'd think she'd improve, and I was looking at her stats. You know, her second up stats are very good. Three goes in a second. She's never won, amazingly. She's ran third in an Oaks, and she's never won third in 1,400 metres. So if Lucille Valentino wasn't in the race here in the Vinery last year, over 2,000 metres, she'd have won that by 5 lengths. So,
yeah. Yep.
You know, she has got the capabilities of winning 2,000 metres. So, she could be quite adaptable there if she adapts to Sydney and adapts to Rose Hill.
Got a couple of two-year-olds in the Sweet Embrace. Heavenly Hand comes back and Thorsburn goes into it, mate. What's the gut instinct as these two-year-old races sort of step up in quality a bit?
Yeah, well, they got to step up a little bit. You know, they've both done well. They've both won at Canberra, the other one at Heavenly Hand, one at Kembla. It's a step up, but in saying that, both fillies are fitting well and look well and are going good. And no, you just see where you lie on Saturday, after Saturday with them. They might be better off going back to the provincials, or they might be able to chase a race like the Magic Knight or one of those.
Yep.
Thornsburn, but not, but the other filly's still in the slipper, so you just see where you go, you know.
Yeah, it was good win that day at Kembla, Heavenly Hand.
She went there off one jump out, one barrier trial, and the jump outs and the barrier trials, she wasn't quick out for the gate. got a jump there out here the other day, and she left the gates really quick the other day. So she's always really showing nice ability. She's just been a little bit slow coming, but she's not a rev head. She's a lovely, quiet, placid filly, and you know, when you first start working along, you didn't think there was much there, but when we asked her to go early prep, well, you know, it was a totally different horse. So she's a nice enough filly. I think she's got the capabilities of running 1,400 metres first.
The two in the surround, you've got Peggy Jean and Lucky Radke. Both are second up, so again, going to 1,400, their fitness would have improved a little bit.
Yeah, they've both improved. Peggy Jean's going really well, really happy with her. She's, you know, she didn't quite come up in the spring, and we stopped quickly with her, and she had about 7 weeks off, and she grew, and she strengthened, and she's maintained the weight, and she's held her condition. She's got a really great colour about her, like she's a black filly, and she's got a really good colour about her, and her work's good, fitness level's improved. Hard to line up out of that stage racing how the form's going to stack up.
Yeah,
some horses got the right lane, other horses never, but I'm saying that she's going well. 1,400, she's been there before. I'm won a group one at 1,400, so no, she'll probably be giving them the start, but she'll find the line very well.
Is Lucky Radke a blowout at $60?
Could be on her form. She's just got me scratching the head, and you know, she's $60 for a reason. But
yeah,
you know, I was really happy with her going in the Caulfield and through the race, and that I was really happy with her. And I was expecting her to blow out a little bit, but not as soon as she did. And she raced up as if 200 metres out, she's going to be top four finishing, and Chad Schofield riding, I thought the same thing, but she was a week late, done a bit of research, and her mother and all her siblings, or five of the six siblings that have raced, have all raced with headgear on, blinkers or winkers. So she's been working in blinkers since she's been back, and her work's been quite strong. Brenton rode her Saturday morning, again Tuesday morning, and her work's been quite strong with the blinkers on her. So she'll be a lot keener with them. She'll race closer to the pace, but she could certainly has always had the ability to win a race like that.
Yeah, for sure.
She just, you know, she hasn't looked like a winner race since she won the Black Oval.
Mate, the two in the Liverpool City Cup, red excitement, as we know, is in pretty good form. It missed out on that run at Caulfield when it was a late scratching. How's red excitement come back? And you got Schnitzel, who probably you would think goes forward from a wide alley in the race?
He'll go forward, and I think you look at his form, but Schnitzel, when he draws close, it's not, his form's not that crash hot. He much appreciates being the outside horse. There's a bit of room to move and that, and he dwelt a bit from barrier one the other day and got back on the fence, and he ran okay. He didn't have a hard run first up because of the way it played out, but he's improved. Been to Warwick Farm twice for a win, and I thought he won the day Uarte beat him, but it was that close. But he can run well. 1,300 probably is his top journey. He doesn't need to go any further, but he's going into a better chance if the rain does persist and hang around. Well, the sting off the track will suit him.
Yep.
The other horse is going very well, but he's drawn in close, but that's not his ideal trip. 1,300. But in saying that, he's fresh and fit and well, and come back from Melbourne after I scratched him. He hasn't missed a beat, and just really happy the way that the excitement's going. But I want to go to the Ajax with him after Saturday, so he's got to run somewhere. It's been 6 weeks between runs.
Yep. All right, we'll wait and see. Can you win a race just finally at Hawkesbury today?
Well, probably best chance on paper looks like the horse in the first. Backman, he's a nice horse with good ability and won a maiden there a couple of weeks ago very well. And I think he's improved off it.
That's race one, number one today at Hawkesbury. Good on you, Gerald. Good luck with all of them, mate. I can't wait to see the mayor in Sydney solicit and with the other ones running as well.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Gerald. Gerald Ryan. Glenn Schofield joins us now on Racing HQ. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. You'd be looking forward to riding this two-year-old Always Allison again.
Yeah, she was pretty strong when she won first up, even though she was still quite green in the run. And had a nice, Chris gave her a nice top-up trial last week, so the beginning of the week. So she's come on since that race, she gets a good marble again.
Yep.
And hopefully for a good run again.
Well, the other day, in that debut win, you were able to sit right on the pace there and really looked so tractable the way that she hit the line the last couple of 100 metres.
Yeah, she was travelling within herself around the corner and prior to that. And then just as we straightened, I gave her a little click up and she dashed away from the leader and sort of lost her way a little bit. You can see if you watch the head-on, she sort of ran left and then ran right and then ran left again.
Yep.
I'm not really sure what to do once she got out there on her own.
Yep.
But her trial since has shown that she's taken a forward step since then. But there's not much of her. She's quite small, but she's very compact. And she won, I think it was 11:50 first up, so... step up to 1200 probably is no problem.
Yeah, look, not in the slipper, not nominated. So I guess Chris and the owners have, at some stage, probably after Saturday, need to sit down and if she runs well, do they pay the 150 or not?
Well, that's obviously a big question to ask, and Saturday will go a long way answering that type of question.
Yep.
But of course, there are other options for her if they decide not to go that way.
How do you think Boban's going, Glenn?
I thought it was always a quick query with him after his after he bled in the Queen Elizabeth, which is quite obviously probably a touch too far for him at that stage. He's come back and his first up run was very anxious in the gates, which is very uncharacteristic of him. He was thrashing himself about inside the stalls and rearing up and wasn't happy to be there and ran probably accordingly. Where his attitude showed that he didn't really want to race, and he didn't race very well his first up run this prep, but his last run, his second up run, was right back on track. He jumped well, he travelled nicely, he was all over the back of He's Your Man coming into the straight, and I thought, well, he's just got to quicken up now like he normally can, and he'll win. And I think his condition might have just told.
Yep.
So look, he won this race third up last year after a very similar type of two lead-up performances that were subpar, and everybody thought that he probably wasn't firing on all four cylinders. And then, of course, he came out, won the Chipping Norton, and beat what was his name? Resource.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. I beg your pardon.
No,
my memory wasn't so good there. But yeah, he came out and blitzed, and it was a fantastic performance. And hopefully, Chris has won the race the last 4 years. He's heavy-handed in the race, but I'm hoping that I can win it for the fifth year.
Well, we know that how good he is on his day. And as you say, it's an interesting stat that third up, he won the race last year. And if he's got that similar, he's got that will to be out there and being, wants to be a part of it, that's the positive, isn't it?
Well, that was what pleased us all so much at his second start, that it was he was back on song, he was back on track. He might have been a bit fresh first up. He might have had, sometimes they have an off day.
Yep.
But he certainly felt to me from the saddle that he was back. And, Chris will have had him tightened up nicely from that run. And, I'm going into the race with a lot of confidence with the horse.
Yeah, that's good. All right. You got some disappointing news yesterday. Copped a suspension. Are you going to cop it or are you going to fight it?
No, look, it is disappointing to get suspended on, green two-year-olds. But nonetheless, look, I've got 5 days. There's no point in fighting that one. I'll just take it and come back as soon as it's over.
As soon as it's finished, yep. All right, mate, good luck on Saturday. I hope they can run well for you.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Glenn Schofield. Staying on the jockeys, Michael Walker's joining us from Victoria. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You're teaming up so well. You do a lot of travelling, obviously, out of Melbourne up to Yarrowa, a couple of hours out of Melbourne, teaming up with Hayes and Dabernick. You must be enjoying your life at the moment.
Yeah, things are going really, really well. And it just goes back to the old adage, hard work pays off, and it is at this point in time.
Yeah. Mate, you've had your ups and downs with all sorts of issues along the way over in New Zealand and you had a tumble there a few weeks ago, but you got that fight. You love being aboard a horse, don't you?
I think any jockey does. I just being on a horse, you just feel free, like nothing matters. And, you know, I love the pressure environment of the thoroughbred racing industry of being on a horse and knowing that you've got to go out there and give your best. And, yeah, being on a horseback is an amazing feeling.
How often do you go to Euroa and ride track work there for David and Tom?
Just depends on our horses. We're in Victoria, they're racing. Generally, I do once or twice Euroa, sometimes three times a week. Yep. Sometimes I don't have to go in a week, but I do Flemington as well. I do Flemington Thursday, Friday jump out. Generally, it's Saturday I get off, unless there's important gallops, but mainly anywhere from 2 to 4 days a week I do work for them.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're teaming up with them. I know David's up in Dubai. That horse Tashby's going to be running there early hours of tomorrow morning. Let's hope that there's some joy up there overnight for the team.
Yeah, most definitely. David's taken Tashby up there, and he's done really well. I did all his gallops before he went, and also his trial before he went. He feels big, he feels strong, and I think he'll acquit himself very, very well.
Let's hope so. That race tomorrow morning, our time. Blue Diamond, Claudia Jean. Fondaton's obviously the star there, the performances that we've seen. But Claudia Jean has had, what, a jump out, I think, at Flemington on the way to this?
Yeah, I jumped her out. She was against one of Mr. Hawks's that ran second. It's in the Blue Diamond that ran second in the stakes race.
Yeah, Lake Geneva.
So, you know, I was really, really happy with her. We added blinkers to her gear. She was good in them. She won her first start, very impressive. And then Millions, she missed away on a track and ran into a bit of trouble. So I'm looking forward to getting on to in the race on her. And obviously I've come up with a plum barrier.
Well, you have, because you're sort of sitting alongside the favourite, aren't you? So, I mean, you've got to ride your own horse, but it gives you, you know, not far from the leader.
It gives me options in the race. I'd rather be drawing where I have rather than out wide. At least I can either sit behind Fontenot or, you know, I might be in front of it.
Yep, yep, no, exactly. Fast and Rocking, how's he come up?
He's going really, really well. His gallops between since his last run have been very good. Drawing a whitish barrier, so I'm probably going to have to go back and ride him for a little bit of luck.
Nice horse, though, particularly since being gelded, Fast and Rocking. It's one that did the job there, didn't it?
Most definitely. Yeah. He lost his manhood, and I think it's turned him around eventually. And he's going really well in the training paddock, and I think people get a shock. I think he run really well.
Spillway was really good first up. I like the way it fought on pretty brave there at the 1,400. Obviously better suited getting out to 1,800.
Most definitely. He's going to run well, this horse. He'll get back and look for me to be getting him out in clear room and finishing strong. His last furlong was really, really strong the other day. Obviously, I had the tumble and the doctor stood me down, so I wasn't able to ride him.
Yep.
But all his trials and his jump outs leading into that race, I've been riding him and on his gallops, and I was very happy. And I think he's come on from that run, so I think he'll run a very, very good race.
All right, that's a good push for Spillway on Saturday. And the other one I probably need to ask you about is this Hong Kong Captain who lines up in the Autumn Classic. You've been on this horse a couple of times, and both times, two wins.
Yeah, I won his first start on him at Mornington, and then I got suspended, and Damien Oliver rode him. He ran a good race, a little bit unlucky. And then I got back on and won the good race at Minnie Valley on him, and he won very good. And then the other day, once again, I wasn't able to fulfill it, being stood down. And I thought he ran good, and Glenn Boss gave a glowing report about the horse afterwards. So I'm back on, and I love this horse. I'm looking forward to him back on.
Yeah, all right. Well, you got some nice rides on paper, and if they can stay with the form that the stable have been producing, you're going to be around the mark. You're off to Ballarat for a couple of rides today?
Yeah, you got a few rides there today. Got three, so... yeah, once again, Ballarat's even fields, and I think all of my three are each way chances.
Each way for you right through the day. A couple there for David and Tom and one for Nicky Burke. Michael, you're riding really well aboard some very good horses at the moment. Good luck on Saturday, mate.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
By the way, I should have asked, Mooney Valley, are you on...
Sistonic?
Yes, Sistonic.
I am. She's drawn a beautiful barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
The speed in the race of loping and Will Smith's all there drawn out. I'm going to have to do a lot of form on this race. Loping, obviously, just jumps and runs.
Yep.
My Felicity's got tactical speed, but I... Up to this grade, this Group 3 race, I sort of don't want to be burning the candle at both ends, but she'll acquit herself very well. We have a good opinion of her, and I'm just very fortunate. And I obviously thank the owner for putting me on her and Tom and Dave. So
yeah.
There's a lot of pressure around her being a three-quarter to black caviar.
Yep.
But pressure's something I love, and... yeah, I'm going there pretty confident that she'll run well.
That's Astonic tomorrow night in the Typhoon Tracy. Good on you, Mike. Good to talk to you, mate. Good luck over the next couple of days.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Good on you. Michael Walker joining us there. Just on Eloping, was dual accepted for tomorrow night and Saturday. Peter Morgan, the co-trainer, has told me this morning they are leaning the Typhoon Tracy tomorrow night. They'll make a final decision tomorrow morning. That's the latest on Eloping. 21 to 10, Racing HQ.